today in your health, when it comes to losing weight, what you think about, you bring about. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
45-year-old Lori Maslin lives near the Chesapeake Bay and is passionate about food. She likes to cook, loves to eat, and has never been one to say no to a rich, chocolatey dessert. So imagine how she must have felt before her annual beach weekend with friends, knowing that she wanted to stick with her diet.
On the way down there, we always stop at this restaurant. It's a Southern barbecue place, and they have the most killer chocolate cake. And I love chocolate cake.
Maslin's approach to dieting these days has a lot to do with planning. So days before her trip, she decided she'd hold back on the ribs and the coleslaw and leave room for that cake.
Which was just as good as I knew it was going to be. And I didn't feel guilty about it.
Maslin has taken off 35 pounds over the past year and a half. Weight Watchers taught her how much of what sorts of food she should be eating. But how does she keep it off? To find out, we met her at a diner along with her diet coach, psychologist Judith Beck.
What's important to realize is that behind every behavior change, there's a lot of thinking changes.
Beck's father, Dr. Aaron Beck, pioneered a treatment called cognitive therapy back in the 1960s. Instead of reaching back to childhood for the source of your emotional problems, the Beck approach is to change the way you think about them. For dieters, this means catching yourself whenever you have a sabotaging thought. Things like, oh, I'll never be thin, so why not just tear into this bag of chips? When these sorts of thoughts take hold, dieters cave and then convince themselves they have no willpower at all, which Beck says usually isn't true.
Dieters do have willpower. Most dieters have lost weight before. They've just gained it all back. So their willpower is a little bit inconsistent.
Beck's got lots of tricks to help. Lori Maslin has adopted one of them almost as a mantra. Every day she repeats to herself, no choice, which means she's got no choice about sticking with just the food she's planned out for the day, even when she's ordering lunch off a three-page menu.
See, this is easy for me to look at. I just ignore most of it. As much as I would love, like, a Jewish hoagie, I don't even look there.
Today, it's a veggie wrap with an apple. Maslin says in all her years of dieting, choosing a skimpy wrap over a meaty hoagie used to make her feel deprived. But now she distracts herself by focusing on what she's gaining. Beck gave her this tip. Make a list of 8 things that are great about losing weight. Maslin now carries the list in her wallet. 1, better self-image.
2 is better clothing selection.
And the list goes on, with entries like no more feeling the need to stand behind somebody in a photo. Carrying a list like this may sound goofy, but Maslin says it's something to hang on to help stay in control.
That is the key to making a lasting change.
Dr. Martin Binks oversees Duke University's diet and fitness program. He says these tricks, borrowed from cognitive therapy, can be the missing piece for dieters. To get it just right, Binks says it takes time and a personalized approach.
What seems like the best possible tool to one person might seem kind of silly to another.
If carrying around a food journal or a list of benefits doesn't work for you, it's worth trying group support or scheduling weigh-ins with a doctor. At the end of the day, Bink says it's important for diet gurus to be honest.
And to admit to people that weight control is difficult. It takes sustained effort and concentration on making a lot of small changes that can last.
Not everyone will be successful, and no one can stick to their plan 100% of the time. Lori Maslin says every once in a while she reverts to eating big handfuls of popcorn drenched in butter while watching late-night TV.
And sometimes I do. I'll catch myself, and I'll have to slow down.
When the going gets tough, she thinks ahead to Sunday mornings when she meets friends for breakfast.
To have them say, you know, how much have you lost now? You look really good. No, you don't want to lose anymore.
Like, that'll keep you going, Maslin says, for at least another week. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.